Hi, my name is Nora Kennedy. I'm the Sherman Fairchild Conservator of Photographs here at the Metropolitan Museum. Photography was invented in 1839, and indeed, even early on, people were commenting on the notable lack of color in photographic processes. But the invention of color was only theoretically possible early on, because in order to capture all the colors of light, one needs one's light-sensitive medium to be sensitive or to be able to see all the colors of light. And this ability was only introduced in 1907, and so that's the birth date for the autochrome. The autochrome is a complicated process. It consists of a layered structure of a piece of glass that has been coated with individual particles of red, green, and blue-violet potato starch grains. A silver gelatin panchromatic emulsion is coated over that, and that is then exposed through those potato starch grains and must be viewed through them as well to derive the color. So imagine that these tiny little starch grains are acting as little lenses or filters that make up the color photograph. The dyes used in the autochrome process are quite sensitive to light. They are fugitive, and so in general, we do not show the actual autochromes in exhibitions here at the Met. In general, we show facsimiles, either color transparencies or digitally produced images. In the rare cases that we would show an autochrome, we have developed an anoxic enclosure that removes all the oxygen from around the autochrome and helps improve its stability.
In this exhibition, the actual autochromes will be on view for 1 week, January 25th through 30th, 2011.